So I'm going to start by introducing the fabulous Lisa Alexander.
There's a place to put my butt. That's weird. All right. Hi. It's good to see everybody. I just wanted to thank Joan and Jimmy and Don for this, because it's amazing, and of course Jan for everything. I'm happy to be reading with the Mad Woman, and happy that it's Hemingway season again. So, everybody can hear me okay? All right. I'm going to start with two new poems. This first one, some of you might remember the Pegasus Club downtown. It's not there anymore, but it's the first club I spent a significant amount of time in legally, and this is kind of like a shout out to that. And there's also like a couple lines from a sneaker pimp, Spin Spin Sugar, that's kind of woven into this. So, evacuate my brain, Pegasus. Against that wall, I could be quiet in the cavernous dark. Club kids, drag queens, brush by in a stiff hit of hairspray. Cigarettes, something candy sweet. Honey, bring it close to my lips. I'd stand there smoking. Watch the crowd on the floor move as a whole. Look for faces I know, faces that surprise me, faces I might want. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. The irresistible pool of flashing colors, fog, blur, bucket bass, hot jungle, call on me, spin, spin, sugar, electric crawl on me, spin, spin, sugar, spun us all down to sweat, skin, gathering everywhere, grinding whoever was closest. Twist on me, spin, spin, sugar, barely room to move. Go ahead, let the roof lift off this basement bar on Liberty. Let those street lamps shine right in. Thanks. All right. Me and Becca in the back seat, Leoma at the wheel. She shut the headlights as we cruised in pitch, blackness, no moon. And I was scared, you know, but not willing to admit it. Leona herself was an ignition, my best friend's older sister with huge black hair like exhaust burning above her leather collar. I love the depth of a bucket seat and her 1980 Camaro Magic in their garage lit by long overhead bulbs. But on this ride, my eyes stretched for light somewhere along this back road, hoping like hell we wouldn't crash. And you know, she laughed at us in the rear view. Two shady heads trying to be tough, fingernails digging hairpin curves into the seats, pushing our thighs into the seams. All right, so this next one, the first line is the title, and it also references Grimace, the McDonald's, the purple guy. So, okay. Kids out the window sound like goats. The sky gray like the lining of my pockets. Smells wet like my McDonald's birthday party. How I love the fryer, the behind the scenes, the candied grimace on my cake, too sweet but gritty between my teeth, which are rotting early, a constant ache in my mouth, a little guy with a pickaxe beneath my molars heaving its point into my gums. He must be installing steel tracks inside my jawline for some subterranean city that will never be unearthed. When I smile, no one can see it. And it's likely that I'll never point this out to you. I'll just watch a woodpecker peck the awning outside my window without welcoming it into my mouth. I'll try not to worry about what's beneath your gum line, what hover-tracked universe you harbor inside your skull. And instead, I'll think about goats and how they kick everything over. And so would I, if I could get away with it. Fog off. I hear Edward say, America is a haunted place. And I feel haunted, don't you? Not haunted in that devil went down to psycho killa killa way, but occupied, or at the very least, shot through with scared as fuck. We each lived on the inside of someone else's body for nearly a year, stacked between someone else's organs, steeped in the timbre of someone else's voice. We have trunks from the stream, scrape, grunt, and breathe. Clouds spout from our mouths, fog off into the rank-streaked mist. over the Route 28 guardrail toward the train tracks. We had been coming or going, but hiding from everyone. She had my hand acknowledging, yes, this. Finally, yes. We sunk beneath a semi, 16 wheels around us, undercarriage above, ashing our shirts and hair. Sucked her salty lip as I had wanted. She sucked back like she wanted, like it was mutual, finally mutual. Hot grime sticking August to our skin, gravel in my knees, a constellation of ache, my whole chest a scattershot of tiny gasps. All right, I have two more. Sales lady. Sales lady hair is purest in the spongy light of the bathroom mirror after coffee, after clanking her spoon around in her bowl of whatever. And her barrette kills me from above her ear when I see it glimmer later, holding back her vague curls as she tries to sell me nothing I care for. That silverness stabs quick at my eyes, which implode with tenderness for her, for the way she gets ready in the morning, how we all get ready in the morning, putting ourselves together, combing our hair, looking into our own eyes, and taking a last look before leaving. Thanks. Okay, this is my last one. Iris the mechanic. You sit around with your head on and look out the window to watch whatever is falling from the sky and hope whatever song plays next is one you can take off on. The sun, you know, is at your eyes. You see it instead with your brain. Your iris, the mechanic, parceling light into your pupils. And doesn't this sound familiar? Or is it that just hope again, talking itself into thinking some sense can be found somewhere to soothe the general state of unhinge that persists no matter how hard you slam the door or even close it gently like a responsible person? Still, it slips ajar, allowing light to angle across your face, even when you close your eyes to avoid it and dip into something quieter and perhaps less sonically loud. But this iris, the mechanic, formed within your sockets without you even thinking about it, and it serves you by allowing infinite and impossibly old movement inside your face, for a time, anyway. Thank you very much. Thank you.